Shalom Uvrachu, we're continuing to learn from David HaMelech's appreciation of the wonderful world that Hashem created for us. And we're in the middle of the third day of creation, the vegetation with everything that it has for all types of wildlife, animal life, and human life. Pasuk Tevav is adding, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, l'hatzil ponim mishomen, v'lechin levav enosh yisod. It's describing three different things that are produced from the trees and from the earth. Wine, which brings happiness. Olive oil, which gives a shine to one's face. And bread, which satiates a person. It's interesting to note that according to many of the Rishonim, the three things that are chayiv in Trumas and Maisus min HaTorah are these three things: wine, olive oil, and bread. Basically, this is a staple diet that one can survive on if he eats bread, olive oil, and grapes, and wine. They have all the necessary carbohydrates, proteins, a vast variety of minerals, and all kind of important antioxidants that today are considered things that risk the mortality rate associated with cardiovascular disease, cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. So Hashem, these three basic things, which they all have their own taste, good taste, and they have their other attributes of the wine, add some simcha if it's one drinks it in the right measure. It's considered a healthy thing. Hashem created everything in a fashion that we should get everything we need. We should be satiated, we should be in a good mood, and we should have what we need. And something to think about, even if we're eating more than that, to know that there's so much put into the food we're eating. Like we mentioned many times, just think about it, all started from just air, water, and earth. And they combined in different forms to make the fruit with its flavor, its color, its texture, and all the vitamin and minerals, proteins that are combined within the trees and in the plants to give us exactly what we need. And from this, to think how much Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the creation to give us exactly what we need in the most pleasant possible fashion. Something to think, if we wash, make a Berachas HaMazon, to remind ourselves, I didn't just eat, a cow also eats. I ingested something that was given to me as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the purpose of me being mizboyin and paying attention to and appreciating what I have. And we say that in the first bracha of Berachas HaMazon. Hazana Solon Kulo B'tuv V'chein V'chezer Rachmim. The entire creation gets its sustenance. Olam Kulo, even the plant life, gets what it needs to grow and produce its fruit and continue producing new crops. That's stage number one. Bosa means something that is alive, animal life. All animal life also has lechem. Lechem refers to things that satiate the needs of animal life, and that we thank for that level. Now we're talking about lonu, us. Humanity that can appreciate it, that's betuvah gadol. Because there's an extra tuv, extra goodness by the fact that he's constantly giving us what we need. Because an animal, he was created to survive, so Hashem gave what he needs to survive. A human being could go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have Bechira. And that's what we're saying. Betuv HaGodl, with Hashem's goodness, he's always giving us and will give us what we need to survive. Because Ki Lo'ilam Chasto. He has a Midas HaChesed, even if we're not behaving properly, he waits for us to be chayz v'tshuva, and he continues to satiate us. The Britzker Rav, who was in Warsaw, while they were bombing Warsaw, and there was a tremendous shortage of food. And everybody had a certain ration. They would never eat that day's ration. They would always leave some over for the next day. Maybe there won't be food the next day. The Bishvi Rav always ate his full ration. He said, Hashem gives us food. And he, like we say in Abirah Zamazan, he gives us and will give us. I don't have to make cheshbonos. I have food today. I'm eating today. And that's why Hashem was Masada. And Baruch Hashem, he had food every day. It's a very high madrega, but at least for us at our madrega, to appreciate how much Hashem is caring for us unconditionally. And with that, mitzvah Hashem, we'll develop also a more unconditional appreciation, kirva, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by bringing ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah Hashem, that bring us and all Klal Yisrael great Yeshuas.